All right, guys, what's up? Welcome back to Average
Takes. Welcome
back.
Hang on.
Baseball is here. We're about a week into it. About. But yeah, we're going to talk some baseball. All right, guys, what's up? Welcome back to Average Takes.
Takes. Shinny? Brayden,
how's it going?
How the hell are you?
Great.
We're doing great. Baseball's back. Don't even ask me about NBA. Couldn't tell you. Really?
Honestly, it's a bloodbath in the West right now.
Couldn't tell you.
West is stacked. East,
couldn't tell you.
Trash.
I thought the Celtics were killing it.
No. Tatum is a bum.
Tatum's a bum? Yep. Yeah, see. Couldn't tell you anything about NBA.
What about March Madness? March Madness? Getting you guys catch your interest a little bit? No?
San Diego State.
Come on, you guys.
SDSU is gone.
You guys,
so am I.
What about Kalen Clark, though? You guys had to watch Kalen Clark the other night.
Absolutely.
Kalen Clark and Haley so Mann won good.
That one.
Dude, didn't catch a minute.
Bro, Haley, that was a mismatch. That was
big time mismatch.
You weren't a part of history?
Kalen
that
Clark
was the most watched women's college basketball
12 and a half million.
I hope Caitlin Clark absolutely turns around women's basketball.
She's going to stay one more year.
But am I a fan?
You are.
No.
You certainly are.
Not
she dropped
all.
40.
40.
I don't watch women's basketball. I don't watch basketball in it, period.
That is like the most comparable sport where a like woman in the WNBA could cook any high school athlete.
Bro,
like
if I was Gardner, bro, player. I'm being cooked.
Any.
Buck not shot. Buck could care less.
Could absolutely care less.
I'm just saying, absolutely it's the one sport that you can like compare. Like they, you don't have to be like male or female. Like male, obviously the NBA would destroy the WNBA, but WNBA would beat 95% of other like male competitors.
Dude, so if we put a WNBA team versus, let's say, UConn.
UConn's destroying them. I'm sorry.
95%, I said.
All right. Duke.
95%.
Okay, we're almost there. I just got to knock a couple more teams out.
SDSU.
Probably. They can't score.
Where's that defense?
She was so good. They were saying that she looked like prime Steph Curry. I've never heard that. That's a little extreme, but
I've been compared to prime Steph Curry before.
Oh, fuck. You did it.
So now we're lying.
Now we're lying. You set him up with that.
They're not lying.
Now we're just lying.
My nickname in high school was Prep Curry.
35, pretty damn close.
I need game tape.
There's one game tape out there.
There's cherry picking involved.
Cherry picking.
No defense.
Coach is like, Shenny, move your feet.
Buddy's coach was LeVar Ball back when the Ball brothers were all on the team. They were cherry picking the hell out of that offense. Just one guy under the basket.
Come here. 4-on-5 defense. Yeah. Go down.
4-on-5. You know what? We know you're going to make it or miss, but I got a guy under the bucket. No 3-second violation when you're on defense.
Nope.
But he's just sitting under the net.
Yeah.
Hate basketball. Sorry.
Yeah.
Never mind. I know we got on a tangent there, but
you'd be a fan of DJ Burns.
DJ Burns, big dude. Gonna be a great nose tackle that's in the NFL. Grizzly.
Did you guys see the email he sent his professor? He's like, hey, sorry, I'm lit as fuck right now. Like, can't make it. Can you push the test back?
That was from him?
Yeah, that was from him. Professor said, yeah, we can push it back. I saw it,
but I didn't put the correlation together that it was actually him. I thought it was
March Madness?
Yeah, he was celebrating, and I guess he was really drunk, and he had a test the next day. So he emailed his teacher. He's like, hey, I'm lit as fuck right now. You know, March Madness, you know, we're going to the next round. Can you move the test to, like, Thursday? Professor's like, dude, this is dope. Yeah, go ahead.
Emails whole class. Yeah, dude, he saved you guys.
That's sick.
You got an extra couple of days
to
study.
He's balling too, bro. He's pretty good.
He's balling.
He's big boy and he's balling.
Balling. That's lit. You see, NFL's interested?
Yeah.
So he's going to be a great nose tackle one day.
He's staying in basketball.
No.
Him and Jokic would be so funny next to each other, though.
They battle it out.
No.
How tall is he?
Like 6'8".
Going to be a great nose guard.
He's going to be a great right tackle.
Yeah, dude. Let's see your kick.
Yeah.
Give me a quick kiss set.
Yeah.
Shoot those hands. Let's fucking see it.
A little bit of a transformation, but I think you can do it.
Or tight end, dude. Imagine him at tight end.
No.
That big ass motherfucker. Yeah. Just fucking...
The football coach. The football coach at school was like, God damn it.
We didn't get Why can't no one tackle this big ass motherfucker? He's 6'8", 350. Take his knees out.
His knees are
fucking... Breaking news.
Oh.
Average Shakes must win game of the year is
1-0.
There we go.
Wow. Continuing the streak from last year.
Way to start the season off.
Needed that.
9-0 since last year.
And those have been in like must have situations.
Yeah.
Like we only do Average Shake game of the year in must need wins. And that one right there was a must need.
I hate to do about 10 before we reach 10 games in, but. We had to win today.
Respectful. We had to. We could not get swept this early in the season. The Padres have had a lot of ups and downs. A lot of people were questioning this Padres team early. And a lot of people forget this is not a great team in the league.
No.
Like that, you've had expectations up here, but we kind of have to refocus a little bit. This is going to be a fight, 162-game fight this year.
Yep.
And people are shitting themselves when the Padres have lost two in a row.
Yeah.
The Padres, and it was two bad losses. Like there was no point to lose those games, but
that's always been the trend of the Padres. We score more than 10 runs. We're not scoring more than five the next two games.
Well, yeah, we went Sunday. We scored how many? Like 13.
We scored 13. 13. Bro.
Next day goes
If you're a real Padres fan, you know that the next two games we're not.
Yeah, you know, after a big game, you're like, oh boy, I better not watch them. But
the numbers and the like stats are 10 times better than they were last year.
No, 100%, so far, yeah.
So far, yes.
It seems like the team
runners in scoring position. That's through the roof.
Yeah, they've been batting like a 3-something with it already. Yeah.
We've scored 10 runs before the third inning or something like that, like twice already this year. We did it like 3 times in like 3 years. It felt like.
Yeah, it definitely has felt better. I mean, what I am a little bit nervous about that I didn't think I was going to be was the pitching side of things. It's been a little bit of a slower getting into rhythm, but you have to think about
that's April.
It's April, and they threw in a fucking Korea trip.
Yeah.
In the middle of our spring training,
and we didn't have any days off from the 28th, whatever, a week ago. We haven't had one day off, six straight games.
And it's also Bo Mel getting into things. Like, what pitcher is he going to use? Mel. I mean, sorry.
What the fuck did you just say, buddy?
Well, I mean, we just played the Giants. Sorry.
He went in the dugout one time. Now you think he's back.
Yeah. Now you think he's back, buddy?
Chill gave him the dirtiest stare.
Dude, the whole team was like, we're going to jump this guy.
Yeah. The dirtiest
stare. All the rookies were like, yeah, we got him, coach.
Getting back to things. Schilt picking his pitcher. And, you know, it's early the season. This pen is a lot different than it was for a majority of last season.
Yep.
Obviously, last season we had Hader to get to in the ninth. And it was like, how are we going to maneuver our way there?
Yep.
This year we have a lot of different names and faces. So it's a little bit of plug and play. Some things have worked. Some things haven't. You know, Yuki Matsui's been a little bit of up and down. It's been a little bit up and down. I feel like he's had some good
innings
and then a little rough.
Yeah.
I mean, the bases loaded situation was not great.
He looked so bad.
Yesterday was a rough one, but
I do like how Schilt's keeping the starters in for longer, though. I feel like Bo would have pulled either you the other day before 7.
Yeah, he's letting him get through. He's kind of letting him fight it out.
Let him
pitch. Which is good for confidence.
Yeah, I mean, I thought it was the opposite. He would leave him in way too long, but Bob Melvin.
You think Bob Melvin would leave him in
too long? No, I just didn't think he knew when.
Yeah, I don't know. There's a lot of.
I feel like he messed up that call.
There's a lot of bad luck with how everything was just handled last year. Not saying they're like right or wrong decisions, just they were always something worse happened after he made like a move or decision. And like, I have people told me that like managers give you about one run a game. They can kind of maneuver and control about one run a game. The players, everything else is probably on the players, but the managers, they can decide about a one run game. If you lose one run games, that's almost the manager's fault.
What was the Padres' like worst stat last year?
One run games,
the close fucking games.
Yeah.
One run and extra innings. Like they were like 9 for 30.
Yeah.
In those situations.
If they would have won two more, they would have made the playoffs.
And you should be like 50% in those, because you should be half at home.
Yeah.
For a lot of those games. Those should be walk-off situations.
Yeah.
Especially the extra innings when you have a guy on second already.
Yeah, already.
Like, I think there was just a lot of things played wrong. This team does feel like it's more team than last year. I don't know. Have you guys been seeing the reports about Juan Soto?
Yeah.
That came out kind of today, a little yesterday.
Well,
yeah, he didn't think there was enough money to really go around after this season. He, you know, he saw Xander, Manny, Tatis, and he was – yeah, he was kind of questioning his place on the team.
Yeah, he knew bad because he felt that there was literally no more money left.
If Peter Seiler was there, he'd laugh in his face and say, "No money, we'll figure it out."
Yeah,
but at the same time, there was also more reports saying about his character, like how he acted in meetings, and he put his headphones in during the meeting, during a hitters only meeting.
Bit of a diva, a little bit,
and would tell coaches like, "I don't want that information in my head while I'm batting."
Really?
I mean, the talent is obviously there.
Talent's there, but the way he just went about it was weird, and I think that put up, obviously, a more driven reason to trade him is that they had coaches reaching out to the Nationals organization, to his friends, like, how do we get to this guy? How do we talk to him? How do we handle him?
Yeah.
When you have stuff like that, it's not going to work out.
No. Yeah.
Like, when you are that big of a diva, like, I did not know this side of things.
It all comes out though. You know,
it comes out after while he's already gone and everything, because you keep everything in the clubhouse. But
right.
You heard a little bit about it at the end of last season, how there was always someone late to meetings and late to the bus and had a no care real attitude. Kevin Acey talked about it, but really didn't like name any names. But it seems that name was Juan Soto.
Yeah.
And he's looking for a $700 million contract like Otani's.
Yeah.
He wants it up front.
Yeah, he wants it while he's earning it.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
No deferrals.
You just saw what happened your past offseason with your agents, fucking dudes. They all wanted fucking astronomical numbers, and they all got 1 to 2 year contracts.
Yeah.
The biggest deal was like Cody Bellinger.
That wasn't a good deal either.
Yeah, staying home. Staying back with the Cubs.
It was like 3 for 90.
Yeah, it was. Someone put out the stats like what Blake Snell originally asked for, and it was what all of Boris's top 5 clients got, and it was still less than Blake Snell's first ask. Yeah. Like he wanted 9 for 270 or 300. He got like 6 for like 200 altogether.
Yeah.
And that was less than what they were asking?
Less than one player was asking, and it was all of the players.
Yeah.
But yeah, the Padres are, I mean, everyone forgets this is not supposed to be the best team in the league anymore, guys. Like, if you looked at what MLB Network or ESPN put out, top 10 teams, we're not there. Like, this roster has Tyler Wade starting every day.
Yeah, go.
He's been doing pretty good.
If there's a go for having like hot ex-girlfriends, Tyler Wade's
up there.
Yeah.
Tyler Wade absolutely loves living life in San Diego right now.
Yeah, he does.
He's going to go down to fucking PB Shore Club on the next off day.
I've probably already seen him there.
We probably ran into him.
Had no idea.
He's one of those baseball players that blends in for sure.
But he looks just like a PB Shore Club type of guy.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. That's what I'm saying.
We had Drew Thorpe, PB guy.
Yeah.
Tyler Wade.
Yeah.
Jackson Merrill soon.
Jackson Merrill soon. Only 20.
Yep.
To be continued.
Not yet.
To DM him. Hey, I already looked it up. His birthday is in April.
This month?
Yes.
Oh,
it's April 19th.
Oh, you're.
And the Padres play here. It's a Friday. The Padres play here.
You should DM him and be like, hey, I booked us a booth.
You booked us?
I booked, yeah.
Okay, weird.
Is that weird?
Like, hey, brother.
Is that weird?
Oh, there, brother.
Yeah.
Okay, brother. This guy's
a booth. Booked us a spa booked us a booth
at PB Short Club. You and your boys.
He ain't coming.
What's that? I booked it. All right. Buddy.
Booked us a spa, hey, brother.
That's what he needs.
Shows up like, I knew this fucking guy. He said he booked it.
Look. I'll just see
tell him I got a table at the club.
I'll see him passing by.
No, that's different.
How is that not the same thing?
Correctly.
How? I booked, I got a table, same shit.
No, you booked, you sound like a party planning committee.
What the fuck do you think I am? I'm trying to plan a party. I booked a fucking
booth. You sound like you're in the party planning committee. You know who's in the party planning committee? Phyllis. Are you kidding me? You want to be a part of that committee? And Angela and Phyllis?
No, I'm pissed.
I'll just see him in the tunnel and be like, hey,
hey,
short
brother.
Club after this.
Short club. Hey, brother.
Happy birthday.
Hey, that's brother.
That's how I started. Hey, brother.
Short club after this, brother.
I give and I take.
You give and I take.
Evil Mr. Beast. Some bangers out of sketch over there. Other than the Padres, have you guys noticed anything else going on in baseball?
I mean, Mike Trout is the best player in baseball. So.
Mike Trout's back.
Come on.
Back.
Come on.
Mike Trout is so back.
Called it.
And you can't have that credit, Brayden. You can't.
I know. I said I wanted Trout to be back, though. He's cooking up right now.
Yeah,
it was a wild MVP take.
Hopefully. I mean, we definitely got a
and
it's only like six games.
Yeah. And Shane Bieber looks amazing.
Looks
amazing.
What about my other MVP pick, Harper? Three bombs last night. That's
go yeah, that was his first game with hit though. He was like 0-15, and then he hits three bombs.
Hey, everyone forgets about it though. No,
everyone forgot about the 0-15 when you hit three bombs. One of them was a grand slam.
Yeah, you forget about that real quick.
Right, I forgot there. Real quick. Oh, then.
That just changed your whole stat line.
Oh yeah,
this guy's freaking this great.
Guy's freaking
3-20 with three bombs, 8 RBIs.
Sign me up.
I think the Pirates are like 5-0.
That's
now?
What I wanted to talk about. The goddamn Pittsburgh Pirates, dude. What
5-0?
What in the motherfuck?
Good things are happening in Pittsburgh right now. I like it.
Fives are up.
Yeah, you're gonna like it for one more month, max.
What about the Detroit Tigers 4-0?
Yeah,
I thought it was fishy when I saw AJ Hinch manager of the year, the favorite. So
yeah,
something else is fishy with them playing because.
That roster's not that good.
Sony right here.
No.
But I guess they're supposed to be good, I've been hearing.
The Tigers?
I heard that.
I mean, they think Tariq Skubal is like the best pitcher in baseball.
They think the Tigers are going to be a playoff caliber team within the next year.
I mean, if...
So they think they're going to win like 70, almost 80 games. Maybe yeah. Even
hobby wise.
Go I mean, 500.
They just took the blueprint from the Orioles. Not that hard.
Yeah,
you
yeah,
lose for 10 straight years.
Well, that was originally created by the Astros.
True.
Astros lost like 10 years straight of 100 losses, and then all of a sudden they popped up with fucking Altuve, Correa, fucking...
Bregman,
the center fielder that's on the Blue Jays now.
Springer.
Like, they all of a sudden, and then they were like, we'll sign Verlander, and then we'll trade for Cole, and then fucking Astros were great.
Yeah.
And they've still been good. But that was the playbook for a long time.
And they're back to their losing ways.
Yeah.
Do like 5 years of losing 100 in a row.
Yeah.
Yankees. Just bite the bullet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yankees went into Houston and swept them.
Yeah. Yankees swept them.
That's the most surprising one to me right there.
I don't know if that's surprising because how good the Yankees are supposed to be, but their pitching hasn't been.
I mean, but you look at every time that New York used to go to Houston, it felt like they would never really walk away at the series, and they swept them in Houston. That's while being down.
But this only gives Yankees
that's their World
Series. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. This is their World Series, and when the playoffs come, the Astros are going to just beat them again in the playoffs, and then they're going to be like, remember
your first World
week?
Series?
Yeah. Remember April 2nd?
April 2nd, World Series champions.
When Juan Soto hit a home run?
Yeah.
Yeah, remember when Juan Soto struck out to end the game to end your year?
Yeah.
Oh, I do. I remember that.
I remember when he did that for us.
Yeah.
That's a great story.
We're in the same boat. I'm also crying at the joke.
Yeah.
Three seats away.
Yeah. Damn it. Damn it.
He sucks.
They're already saying blank check him. They're saying give him whatever he wants already.
So well, first weekend, they're already saying this give is him. All you have to do to be good in New York is have a first good impression.
Oh, yeah.
That's all you have to do.
Well, because all of New York about July is going to be on the cliff about to jump off because the Yankees are going to have eight guys on the IL.
Right.
The other team in New York sucks.
The Mets don't have a win.
They don't have one win?
The Mets don't have a win.
Oh, no.
Frank is on the cliff right
now. Damn, I haven't. Frank is on the cliff.
Oh, my God.
I haven't been listening.
What's their manager's name? Carlos Marmol? No, that's the Cardinals.
Mendoza,
yeah. The Yankees bench coach forever. Was supposed to interview for the Padres job. We got the Mets.
Yeah. Queens Crew is ruining it for the Mets.
It's not great. I mean, if you think about it, the Mets are fucked because they owe like almost $100 million to two guys that aren't on the team.
Yeah.
And so that makes your billionaire owner go, well, this team's a negative asset for me right now.
Yeah.
You guys got to fix it without spending money. Then they go, well, what about the $100 million still on the books? You got to figure out how to make your team good with that $100 million still on your books.
Money ball. Good luck, buddy.
Oh, no.
And right now they have the highest payroll.
They have it over the Dodgers.
Yeah, they have. I want to say they have the highest, or maybe second.
No, they have the highest.
They have the highest.
I checked it.
Yeah, because they owe so much to
who?
Verlander and Scherzer. They signed Verlander and Scherzer and traded them away. Not even six months later. 2 years.
Oh my god.
It was a 2-year, $100 million deals for both of them.
$305 million payroll for the Mets.
Whose idea was that?
That was their past GMs.
That's what crazy. When you
signed 41-year-olds.
Wow, the Dodgers are third actually in MLB. That's crazy. Yankees are second. The New York teams are spending.
The Dodgers will be first for the next 20 years.
After that.
Yeah, it's gonna be hard for them to get under.
Yeah.
They can't do this. Team is set.
Yep.
That's your team for the next 10 years. You better win. They better win. I mean, they're looking great right now.
They will.
Mookie Betts looks absolutely unreal.
They're gonna win. There's no one can beat them.
Otani hasn't even really played that well either, to be honest.
I do like the Braves.
The Braves, yeah.
Braves definitely
Marcelo's gonna hit a fucking moonshot yesterday.
The Braves could contend with the Dodgers, that's for sure.
I didn't even know Ozuna hit like 40 home runs last year.
Bro,
Ozuna just slid under the radar last year because
he hit 40 home runs and he hit
like 100 and something, I mean, like 111 RBI.
He also got a DUI like the beginning of the year.
Yep. Yeah,
hit something else. Trouble. It's crazy.
I think he did. I think he's had both accusations.
He has done a little bit too much to still be in the league.
Yeah. Braves said, "Fuck it, you hit home runs."
Braves are like, hey, man, it's Braves country out here. It's Atlanta you were talking about.
Chirabao was like, come on.
Peace up.
A-time. I'm right here.
Chirabao's been knocking on that door for months now.
Say, yeah. Come on. I could be an asset.
Yeah. The Braves.
Braves look nice.
Do they?
I think that lineup looks nice every day.
Aren't they
every
500?
Five, I mean, I'm not even looking at records yet, Trevor.
First in their division.
I just watched the game and they got destroyed.
They have a run differential of plus 21, buddy.
Yeah. In how many games?
In five.
Oh, fuck.
If you want to talk about records, what about the Marlins being 0-7?
Yeah, the Marlins are about to have
a wild card team that's starting 0-7.
If they start 0-10.
Listen, they don't have any pitching.
Everyone's hurt.
Get ahead
there. Everyone's hurt for them.
Braxton Garrett, Sandy, Rain, one-time Cy Young. Again, they have another dude's hurt.
They have the worst differential in the league. Oh, never mind. Oakland does.
Yeah, Oakland's past that. They're past.
See, it's already over. It's 1 week in this year.
But it is crazy to see. It is crazy to see the Marlins struggle so far out the gate. That, I mean,
they were a playoff team last year.
Yeah, I don't
remember that.
Phillies. I think the Rockies are back to where we thought they would be.
Rockies are absolutely horrid.
Yeah.
Nolan Jones, dude.
Chris Bryant sucks.
We talked about it when he signed that deal.
He's a bag chaser.
Bag chaser early retirement tour.
Yeah.
It was, give 7 years of retirement.
Talk about a guy who gets high for every game.
Yeah, that Colorado Kush.
Absolutely. Sorry,
he's literally playing a mile high.
Can't blame him, buddy.
And he is a mile high.
You can't blame him for living in mile high, but also swinging fucking 3-2 to pitch in the dirt.
It happens.
No, it doesn't happen, buddy.
He doesn't have a hit yet.
Yeah, and
Rendon is
starting.
The Rendon
doesn't have a hit since like 9 months. It's been literally 9 months since the last time.
Someone tweeted that you could have had Segs fully fertilized and had
a baby before he hit the ball
since his last hit.
You think that's in his head when he's up to bat? He's like, fuck, dude, he's like, I gotta
get it. No, he doesn't give a fuck. He said it.
Yeah, ever since he punched that fan, he doesn't give a fuck.
Yeah, he's like, you know,
how much is he getting paid?
He's signed a 7-year, $245 million deal.
That's why he doesn't give a fuck.
He does no longer give any fucks.
Absolutely. Angels GM's like, goddamn.
That's how Juan Soto's gonna be too. Bro.
Angels GMs have done this over the past couple of years. They won a
Silver Slugger and the World Series. And got a bag of 1 year. $245 million of 1 year.
That sounds like Juan Soto to me, bro. He's gonna have an MVP year here. 40 home runs, whole bunch of RBIs, get paid, and then suck.
I don't think he's going to suck. I just don't think he's going to.
He's not going to field anymore. I mean, he's going to make still, so many more errors in the outfield.
Bro, he looks like a freaking stud out in the outfield, though. He's making every single play this year that I remember last year. No, that was.
He's
that
in
was,
right field.
He's back in right field. So he's a lot more comfortable in right.
Yeah, and I was thinking about it. And I was like, there's no shot he's playing right field for the Padres.
No.
He played right his first season.
Yeah, because
Tatis was hurt.
Is it that big of a switch?
I mean, the ball comes off the bat different. There's like, I don't know. In the MLB, there's probably 60% right-handers. Usually, if you're hearing it to right field as a right-hander, it's not going to be as...
Like, it's going
to
go...
But it's not going to be as powerful as like a left-hander cranking, like pulling the ball.
Right, right.
Yeah. And playing left field, the right-handers are pulling the ball, so they're probably hitting it harder.
Harder, farther.
The ball, the angles come out a little different. And in right field, he's going – actually, no, that doesn't make sense. In left field, he's going that way, to his glove side.
To his glove side, yeah, you're right.
In right field, he's going away.
Yeah.
But in, like, general, people want to hit the balls in the gaps anyways. So if he's running to his right and from right field, that's his glove side. It's probably 10 times more comfortable than running away from your glove side.
Yeah. Right.
But he's still – to make – if he gets anything above $400 million, he's going to be a DH in 4 years.
Padres interested in Lizardo and Arias.
Yeah, Lizardo's nice. And Weathers, I heard.
Ryan?
Take Weathers back.
Take Weathers back?
Please.
And have him on the pod?
Lizardo's good. I like him. He throws 99 consistently. That's all he throws, fastballs.
He's a lefty and fucking gas machine.
Yeah.
I'd be fucking hyped to get Arias on the team, bro.
No, not good.
Buddy, that's hits though.
Singles, dude. I don't give a fuck about singles.
We already have that. That's Xander Bogaerts.
Gets on base.
That's Xander Bogaerts for us.
Gets on base.
What did he do? He gets on base.
He has 7 hits, 7 singles.
That worked in 2001.
And that's because they had a fucking power hitter in their MVP.
Yeah. People forget about that.
Yeah, well, the movie fails to mention that Miguel Tejada was MVP that year, and they had 3 guys who were top 5 for Cy Young.
Yeah. People forget that they have Barry Zito.
Other than that, movie's great.
Movie's great. They get on base. That's
movie's
great.
Movie's fucking awesome. But
they're missing.
You
some
forgot big like five top 10 MVP candidates.
But they have Scott Hattenberg.
Fucking Hattenberg hit the dinger.
And Jeremy Giambi. He likes to drink a little too much.
And they can fucking trade his ass. Phillies. Mid movie.
Yeah.
Mid movie too.
They were sick of the partier.
Yeah.
Dude, you guys.
Other than all that. Great.
I don't know how Billy Beane's still there.
He's at the Red Sox, I thought.
He didn't sign that deal.
He didn't sign it. No. Thought he did. Oops, didn't finish the movie.
Didn't sign that deal.
I turned it off after I thought he was in the Red Sox.
He's still the fucking GM of this.
He sucks now.
Well, that's the owner, I think. I think the owner's telling him, hey, we...
No, he's staying until they get to Vegas. Fuck, yeah. He loves Vegas, probably.
Strategy of getting singles don't work.
He might die before then. They still haven't like agreed on everything, I feel like.
Yeah, it's done.
It's done.
Tropicana shut down today. Yesterday.
Yesterday?
Yeah. Done. End of business.
Can no longer go to the Trop.
I saw that on TikTok actually.
Yeah. Never been. Don't care.
I walked
cool
through
in 1960.
I walked through it. Drunk.
Yeah, we're drunk. I think it's 2024, right?
I can't wait to walk through it drunk again without a baseball game.
I can't wait to sit in an hour of traffic to go a mile there from baseball game.
Walking.
Huh?
Walking.
Oh, that's right. You can walk with the beer in your hand there.
Yeah.
Crazy. Sin City.
Love it. I don't know why you can't. Why can't you walk around with a beer in your hand?
the fucking weapon.
What?
If you walk around with a glass bottle?
You ever seen a Twisted Tea get used as a...
Like in a cup?
Yeah, I've seen a Twisted Tea get used to fucking deck somebody.
If they're smart, they should have like a souvenir at the game. Like a bigger one. Like a Yeti almost size. Oh, take home your souvenir cup for $40 and walk around with it wherever you want.
Yeah,
a little ad, a beer mug. Ad,
yeah. A souvenir beer mug that I put my beer in that people don't think
this,
is a beer.
I want to see this walking around downtown.
Corona is probably going to be the sponsor too. I hope it's Coors Light, but Corona.
I saw Coors Light, fun fact, on the Padre game screen today.
It's always been there.
They've always been there, those fun facts?
They just
presented by Coors Light?
They want the small thing. They don't want to sponsor the stadium.
Yeah, that's bullshit.
It's bullshit.
That's bullshit.
Bullshit as fuck.
So they got to drink Coors Light. Bud Light.
No. Modelo.
Well,
Modelo.
No.
Definitely won't be Bud Light.
Won't be a Bud Light. Bud Light. Won't.
There'll definitely be a blue can in my hand.
Buddy. Okay, you know what? What happened last time you ordered a Bud Light at Petco?
What happened the last time you ordered a Bud Light in general?
What happened?
That's... Yeah,
exactly. Yeah, they're probably the worst beer you ever had.
There's multiple blue cans there.
Look like shit.
That was probably the worst beer I've ever tasted.
Yeah, it was. It's horrible.
And what was
Should've ordered the Modelo.
Bud Light.
Bud Light. That was Bud
Light. That was
a Bud Light.
It was Bud Light for sure.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
They got your dumb ass too.
And you were gonna drink it.
But I was being big rude and I asked for another one, so
I would have fucking definitely done the same thing. Oh, you didn't even get the same beer.
No. He's gonna pour out the same keg. I'm a little smarter than that.
He's gonna set it down and grab another cup and give you back the same one.
Yeah, that's happened to me at a bar one time too. The beer was warm, and I was like, what the fuck is this?
That's why I don't order Bud Light.
It wasn't a Bud Light. It was fucking Coors Light. The keg was just warm. And I was like, I was about to get ready to fucking write a Yelp review. Right. Beer's warm. Don't go.
You're a Yelp guy.
He's a big time Yelp guy.
Yelp burner guy.
Yelp burner.
Won't do it officially, but burner guy.
His name on there is Braden Walker.
Wow, you're making like a fucking dick.
Spelled different though.
Spelled different.
No, there's a Y.
They'll never know.
There's a Y for Braden, and then I just took the E out of Walker.
I'm cooked.
Double oh, fuck, I just announced that out loud.
Oh shit! Wait, now we know who you are.
Dude, you guys see all the fights this week?
Baseball's so bad,
so bad. How many? Like three.
There's been one fights. Every game.
Crazy.
We fucking love
in
it.
In the stands, in the field, bro. Everyone's a fight in that year now.
We fucking love
I saw
it.
That.
I was at the game when the fight happened. That was crazy.
We're a little too excited for baseball.
Girl slapped the shit out of him. Dude, that was going crazy.
One of our boys was there, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, first it started, a fucking Dodger fan stands up with I think it was like a Mookie jersey. Everyone starts booing him, shoving him, and then that kind of calms down, all right? And then you look over, fucking, you just see security running after these people, and then the video comes out of that girl who just slapped the freaking...
Oh, the Mookie dude I saw everywhere on Twitter.
Yeah, a fucking
dude.
There
was like 10 accounts that posted on all
the girl slapped the guy?
Yeah.
He's clearly wearing this for attention. You guys are just giving it to him.
Yeah, he stood up, he's like doing the point, everyone's like pushing. Yeah. I was like, dude, just fucking like, sit down, bro. Like, it's a Dodger fan. Fuck cares?
Yeah, I see a Dodger fan at every single Padre game.
He every single one. Attention. Literally every single one.
And yeah, I don't give it to him.
And then the next day, the Sunday game, someone got the shit beat out of him, like literally just walking, I think, to the bathroom or something. I saw there was another fight. I don't know how many fights there have been in Petco.
But one of them was fucking a teenager and like two old dudes. That was
that was the one on Sunday. Yeah, that was
funny.
That was funny. That was like, you
know, how do you guys see all these? I didn't see not one
on Twitter, dude. Potter fans post everything.
You guys are dialed in.
Talking Friars is on everything.
Shit.
Yeah, post everything.
I'm gonna post anything good or bad related to the Potter.
Anything
does not matter. It could be a hit, fucking slander. But he's all yep.
I agree. Posted it. I agree.
What do you guys think? What's your take on this?
What's your take? This guy's got knocked out. What's your take? I thought you should have done that.
His account would be so much better if he did that.
You guys see the Astros threw a no-no already? What fucking game is it?
Oh, shit. Did they?
Seventh game?
Yeah.
We're getting swept, but also throwing no-nos?
Fantasy baseball said, all right, I'm going to pick him up. Nope. Gone.
Literally. Yeah, gone forever.
The guy picking him up is a complete idiot.
Is that you?
I'm talking baby McDonough, little brother McDonough.
Oh, I beat him. I got a W first week.
I saw
he dropped Tristan McKenzie to pick him up. I was like, dude, Thank you. Picked him up instantly. Snag. Tristan McKenzie's a team fucking doctor now.
Team doctor?
Yeah. And fucking that guy's gonna be he you know what vibes he's giving me? The Astros dude? Domingo Germán vibes instantly.
Whoa, dude.
Dude, I had him on my, I had him on my team last year. Guy got me like 70 points. I'm not even gonna lie.
Where he's gonna have one game one good and game. Then just be like negative the rest of the 900 year.
900 runs next start. Dude.
Yeah, he went when I had him, he went like negative freaking 19, 20. I was like, I'm gonna drop him.
I wonder what the record is for consecutive innings pitch without giving up a hit. You think there's ever been a 9-inning no-hitter and then like a 7-inning no-hitter back-to-back starts?
I don't think so.
Doubt it.
Probably, yeah, doubt it.
That's probably a good number to look up. I'm gonna guess 12.
Is the amount of innings consecutive innings?
Probably more. I think it's someone more, in 18-23 that did it.
18-23.
Oh yeah, I'll take the over on yours.
Over 12.
Yeah, a couple of roster updates. Pirates acquired Joey Bart, former top prospect of the Giants.
Yeah.
Mets signed Julio Teheran, formerly of the Padres Minor League Association.
Formerly of every other minor league association, too.
Oh, long time Brave.
Long time Pirate.
Going back to the Braves division. Josh Jung, 8 to 10 weeks, broken wrist. Wrist surgery.
No.
That's crazy.
That's like the third year in a row he's had a extensive injury.
Really? Fuck.
It's okay. They have Wyatt Langford.
Mariners signed Dallas Keuchel.
Yep.
What?
That's a Cole Hamels sign.
Padres reacquired Jackson Wolfe from the Pirates.
Yeah. Minor league dude.
Dodgers claimed Taylor Trammell.
Trammell.
Wish there was more of this bombshell news.
Where did he go? I thought he was already on the Dodgers.
He was on the Mariners.
On the Mariners.
White Sox re-signed Mike Clev.
Yep. Dog.
$3 million deal.
Did he beat his case?
Did you see Dodgers already designated Nabil Chrismat for his assignment?
That's, dude, Lamet too. They have. I didn't know they had Lamet. But
yeah, I saw they signed.
What?
Yeah, they signed.
The Angels had him.
No.
Angels got him.
Cut him.
Dodgers signed him.
Dude, we were talking about this like 3 weeks ago.
He said he only wants to stay in Southern California.
Dude, that's what he calls it.
Yeah, and I just can't wait till Pomerantz is back to throwing 99. He has a 0.50 ERA in about 27 innings.
That's his Dodger guy. Teoscar Hernandez, what is his ERA? He has like 4 or 5 home runs.
Yeah.
The fuck?
Yeah.
Last thing I really had written down in my notes was the Oakland Athletics had sent down probably their second best player.
Yeah. Did you see the other news about them?
In correlation to them sending down Orestes Ruiz,
that they're not gonna rebuild the stadium.
No, so we already talked about that they're moving to Vegas.
Oh.
But they were once partnered with the Dive, or is it the Duck Dive, or the
Last Dive?
The Last Dive is the Last Dive Bar.
No, there's more news to this. I'll add it after you, but go ahead.
I didn't know all that, but I heard that they were partnered with him at one point. But the Last Dive Bar put out a lot of Oakland stuff, a lot of like save the team kind of stuff, sell the team. And they had wristbands, and they were pretty popular, that just say The Last Dive. And someone on Twitter noted that there had been 4 players who wore The Last Dive bracelet.
It was them.
It was.
That was the account, The Last Dive.
The Last Dive put it out?
Yeah.
4 players that had wore The Last Dive bracelet, and The Last Dive was basically just saying, like, sell the team, keep the A's in Oakland, was Orestes Ruiz, who just got sent down after stealing 57 bags last year. Yeah, 67 bags last year.
Damn.
Yeah, and had it only in 7 at-bats, but it was 3 for 7 already. So he was already off to a good start this year.
Yeah.
Had released 2 other players and traded another one.
All 4 of those.
All 4 of the people who were wearing the Last Dive bracelet.
Oh, no.
And I heard the Last Dive in Oakland A's were once like together, like the A's signed off on their logos and stuff, and then now I don't know the whole story, but now like they're like
hate each other.
Not hate each other, but like suing them maybe or something. I don't know.
I don't know. But I saw someone leaked a like A's I don't know. It was like a paper that they give out to the employees and it said what like today's game plan pretty much of what we're gonna do, what we're gonna do today, and it said merchant product. Anything that says rooted in Oakland, please take down. And then any do not sell anything that says Oakland on it. It's like jerseys that say Oakland shirts.
Yeah.
Don't just put them in your back sock. If you run out or something, like you have that, I guess. But they wanted to take all that shit down and just do like shit. A's. Just
hey, do A's only. They gotta have like the worst ownership, but in MLB, dude. That's
definitely one of the worst owners.
Dude, how many fans showed up to their first game? It was like
3,267.
That's literally a minor league.
I saw another tweet that said there's like 6 minor league teams that average more than they do right now.
Well, last year they were in that same boat where there were minor leagues that averaged more. And it's crazy how because like 15 years ago they were selling out games.
Yeah.
Like even less than that. Josh Donaldson won an MVP like a year after he was traded away from them, but they were making playoffs, like a good team, had good players.
Yeah, and a shitty manager. Crazy.
Shitty manager.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ruiz has to be happy, though. You're going to Vegas. You probably get to play in front of more fans than in Oakland. He's like, whatever, dude. Send me down.
He's probably pissed.
No, yeah, you're pissed.
Well, I mean, he's pissed, but they guess.
I don't know. They didn't even the whole thing is fishy because Brent Rooker, who was their all-star representative last year, he's just benched. He's not playing at all. He's
benched?
Yeah, they're not playing. And he hit 25-30 bombs last year. Was an all-star.
Yeah. And then their catcher, I saw John Boy posted. He leads the league in pop time. So he
fast.
Throws from home to second to throw runners out. He had 4 of them that were the top 4 in MLB over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
One of them was out because every other throw was fucking bounced.
Oh, my gosh.
And so you think of it. The pop time is adjusted from when he catches it to when the second baseman catches the ball. So he could probably get faster if the ball doesn't bounce.
Right.
Which I think is fucking crazy that he's already has 4 that are the fastest and 3 of them bounced.
Did you see their closer last night?
No.
Guy is nasty. Why is he a closer?
Mason Miller is his name. Guy throws 102.
He should be a starter. I don't know why.
It was a uno dos adios situation. Really? Like it was literally like 102.
I saw someone on Twitter say, yeah, what's the point of having him as a closer? He's gonna save like 19 games probably this year. He's not gonna give any save opportunities.
Feel bad for my boy Nick Allen though.
Yeah, that team's just so bad.
So bad.
Horrible.
Like they don't want to win at all.
Lead the league in errors. Coincidentally.
Nick does already or the league. Or that team.
The team does.
Yeah.
Has Nick been playing?
Yeah, he starts every day.
Oh, does he really?
Fucking crazy.
That team sucks.
So bad.
That's crazy.
He's probably I don't think that good, but like I feel like he'll be gone by the time they go to Vegas. Because knowing the MLB and knowing their owner, they're probably gonna get good the year. That offseason going to Vegas.
Oh, yeah. They'll spend fucking $100 million.
$100 million.
Just to get a star. So when they show up, they're like, hey, we got some residual fans at least.
Hey, we're changing. Look at us. We're spending money now. You want to be part of this?
Yeah.
We're pulling to Vegas. All of a sudden, Shohei Ohtani is going to Vegas.
No, but I definitely could see them in a couple of years signing a big name guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or they just got to draft well, which they do, but.
I don't think they do. I thought I read that they have like the 23rd farm system. Like they're just not doing anything right. Like how could you be that bad these many years and not have anything going? Oh, maybe that was the Angels.
Yeah.
I think I read that about the Angels, how they have like the worst farm system after being so bad.
And our other boy is on the Angels double A team who they're bragging about. They have 7 top prospects on that team.
Yeah, it's going to be a nice little year for our boy Miles.
Yeah.
Can't wait to have him on the pod.
Yeah, it's going to be crazy.
It's going to be crazy.
You think he catches a couple games?
He's on double A right now. So.
Is he?
All he has to do is get hot. Yeah. From double A to the majors is this close.
Yeah.
All you have to do is all of a sudden go on a tear, like 20 games in a row, fucking doubles, and the Angels would be mid-year go, ain't got nothing else to do.
Yeah.
Fuck it. Why not try the kid who's hot at double A?
Come play, yeah.
Fuck, we ain't got nothing else.
That'd be sick.
Like, that's all Miles had to do. Put your head down, fucking grind. Yep. Fire. Yep. Hammer that's those sick. Fucking base hits.
That's so sick.
So, yeah, if you're average take fan, we're stat watching.
We're stat watching, easy.
Yeah. He still owes us. I actually, we can't say that. Sorry.
No, he paid for that.
Oh, he did?
Yeah. Come on.
It's a handshake bet, all right, people?
No, yeah, we're not talking nothing. Yeah. I'm not giving no secrets, but no, he paid up. Nice. All right, nothing wrong with being average. I ain't got no. I mean, it's only been less than a week. Opening day was last Thursday.
Yeah.
3-5. How do we feel?
4-5.
Stephon Diggs. Oh,
4-5 now. Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy too. I mean, if we want to talk a little bit of football,
let's do it.
Bills have no wide receivers.
Josh Allen's throwing himself next year.
Welcome to the club.
Welcome to the club, Bills.
Yeah.
Bills and Chargers.
We're duking it out.
That sucks.
Dude, what's up with the Bills GM and the Chargers GM just wanting to fuck their quarterback? You got two of the best quarterbacks in the league who have no help.
I don't know what the Bills are doing because they don't have the top five pick.
Yeah, that's true. I heard you guys might trade it.
I mean, if the Vikings are going to give us both their first round picks and something else, I'll take it.
Yeah.
You'll take it.
Yeah, because I still think we'll end up with a good draft with two first-round picks.
Yeah.
No.
We'll see. Yes. We'll be able to tag two main things, but...
No, there's something cooking.
These
type of moves if nothing's cooking.
No, they're probably talking to the Cardinals about jumping the Chargers right now.
Or they're talking to the Vikings about a wide receiver there.
Again?
There's no shot.
We're doing this all over again?
There's no shot.
What?
Trade the Vikings a wide receiver to the Bills. That's how Stephon got there. Now we're going to take Jay Jettis too.
That's crazy.
Yeah, you're crazy.
They don't have a quarterback.
I don't know. All right, the Steelers are cooking up JJ McCarthy maybe. Three quarterbacks in one room.
We have three already. So
four. You know, four.
We can't do four.
Bo Nix?
You could. And what happened to Mr. Penis? Huh? Mr. Penis is just a thought, a blimp now.
Yeah, I mean, we don't need a quarterback.
It's done for you. No more Mr. Penis.
Can have him. He's good.
Nah, I don't need a quarterback.
You need a backup.
Got one. Easton Stick. Baby resigned.
Easton Stick.
Oh, brought him back. Guy's a legendary. You can't even got us the fucking fifth pick in the draft. We're going to have Marvin Harrison Jr., dude.
No.
You can imagine the practice where it's going to be Marvin Harrison Jr. versus Asante Samuel Jr. How many fucking Instagram posts NFL is going to do?
Herbert in the background.
Herbert in the background, and then there's going to be fucking Coach Harbaugh next to him.
Yeah. I can imagine,
there's going to be a picture of Coach Harbaugh throwing to Marvin Harrison Sr. because he did play for the Colts.
No, there's going to be
there's going to be so much.
Asante Samuel Jr. blitzing, and then Joe Alt just pancaking.
Oh my God.
That's not real.
That's electric right
there. That's not real. We brought back all of our starting offensive linemen except the guy who retired.
Not all of them.
Yeah, well, he's a center. Joe Alt's a tackle.
I think. I don't
know. Joe Alt plays left tackle. We have a left tackle. Top five in the league.
If Harbaugh,
yes, we do.
If Harbaugh really wants to make a difference,
Slater's that boy.
Yeah,
Slater's that boy. Dude.
Who's your right tackle?
Come on. You kidding me? Same guy as was last year.
Who?
And I just said, are you kidding me? You want me to name him?
Is that his name? Are you kidding?
Yeah, that's his name.
Seems like you guys need a tackle then. Seems like you're in the business for a tackle.
Yeah, the name's not coming to my head right now.
Joe Alt and Rashawn Slater, man. No. That's the best running game.
Joe Alt, you are a giant. That just sounds right. Joe Alt the giant.
Yeah,
it does.
No, they just drafted the tackle last year.
Perfect. There are two young guys.
Need another one.
I think Harbaugh.
Two young guys.
I think Harbaugh would cook. If you trade Herbert on draft day, draft JJ McCarthy, that would kind of cook right there.
Herbert's the whole reason he signed the Chargers.
He said JJ McCarthy's the best prospect he's ever seen, bro.
Yeah, that was just to get the top four
trade
teams.
That was just helping him out.
Yeah,
draft day trade the Niners. You trade him.
Can you boost my draft stock, please? And then Coach Harbaugh said, yes, I got you.
Yeah, that was easy.
This man is the best man I've ever seen. But yeah. Like, you being black.
And all of a sudden, you hear fucking Antonio Pierce, Raiders GM, Raiders head coach go, you know what? That
fool's a fucking, guy's a winner.
He's a winner, dude. How could he not be up here with the names?
I heard right Jaden Daniels, though, Raiders. That's the guy.
Jaden Daniels is going two to Washington.
That guy scares me when he plays, dude. That guy is.
JJ McCarthy's going to Washington.
No. JJ McCarthy.
No shot.
Yes. JJ's a European fucking Patriot.
No, you don't have
he's a Patriot.
That drastic odd shift.
Why?
And not go to the Commanders.
The Commanders GM seems like the guy.
He was like plus 2,200 to go to number two overall.
He's a Patriot. Like
plus about 400.
Now he's probably pissy.
How pissy do you think if...
he's going to die in Washington.
How pissy do you think Big Cat would be with the Bears?
What the fuck is Dan Quinn going to do?
They have your running back.
I never wanted him.
We could probably rewind a few episodes on here and find that you wanted him bad.
Homie's slower than fucking molasses.
You didn't say that about a year and a half ago.
Yeah, and that's when he was playing. He was playing the guitar in the
extend
end zone extend a lot more than he was last year.
24 touchdowns.
I was never team extend. I can be factually checked on that.
There's probably receipts of you saying extend them.
I don't think so.
I'm glad he's talking to Roman in this situation. Because you're definitely not receipts of me.
Well, the receipts of you saying you're going to draft wide receiver when you clearly are.
Yeah, we are.
No, you're trying to reverse jinx it.
I'm going to save this clip.
No.
We're drafting a wide receiver. I'll take the plus 150.
If we get Joe Alt first pick, I'm throwing my phone through the
You are.
Dude, that O-line would be so nasty, though. But
why the fuck are we care about the O-line, buddy? We have
Tom Telasco is going to cook something crazy.
Tommy Boy's in the Raiders booth.
What the fuck is the point of having?
Done.
What's the point of having a good old line?
We got Gus Edwards in the
fucking backfield.
Hey, you want to know what's funny? How many times has Harbaugh taken off his lineman in the first round?
Every year.
Not that I remember, honestly.
Zero. He's never done it.
Zero. Buddy.
He's built not fucking draft the first round. He built builds the old lineman.
Built not bought.
He builds who?
The old lineman.
Joe Staley.
And then our GM. What's he track record for? He's a draft of a D-lineman type guy, linebacker first round. That's what he does.
Sounds like him.
I think Chargers still going to be
You guys should get kicker first round.
Chargers are going to suck. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, I think they're going to be very mid.
We could have a good offseason or a bad offseason, and I hope it's a good one.
Well, I've had a great one. It's awesome.
I don't think you do.
Your offseason's been crazy.
Russell Wilson's going to go 3
My picks offseason first is terrible. Right now, you talking about leaving. I'm scared of Russell Wilson.
Three picks
shaking boots over here.
Rashee Rice.
I mean,
Rashee Rice not playing this year.
Hey, him and Henry Ruggs.
No are you not going to compliment your quarterback and me being right in the same sentence?
What?
Because I was so on you guys getting Russ from fucking the day the Broncos said he was not going to be their quarterback.
No way. Yeah, I saw reports of the same shit.
No, I got receipts.
No,
I am.
Everyone's just pulling out
receipts. I'm not hype on that.
Yes, I am.
Don't act like you're hype on that just because you're a Steelers
fan.
Way
better. Yes, I think Fields would be much.
I'm hype on that.
You're not hype on
that. He's hoping Russ is out of the starting job within 3 weeks.
Within two, bro. He doesn't even want to see him open in fucking day.
I want to see the fire get lit under Russ's ass again.
Fire. Three picks and there's going to be a fire under
George Pickens is going to be blasting.
Yeah, so you want to light a fire, blast the fucking future for the game.
Yeah, and we're going to be lit.
Yeah, let me check your phone. All future songs.
That guy
deleted?
Says, let's ride one time.
Yeah, so right.
Kendrick and Metro.
I'm pretty sure you were listening to Puffin' on Zooties when you pulled up here, buddy.
No. If anything, I'm going to listen to Life is Good.
So you didn't delete it.
That's the only future song I know.
Bar for bar.
Bar for bar.
It don't matter. Chiefs still probably win the Super Bowl. Doesn't fucking matter.
Yeah, they just re-signed Clyde.
Clyde? They got the rugby player. It's over for the league. That's the huge move, that rugby player.
Yeah. Football sucks.
Yeah.
Football sucks.
Niners was making it again lose.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Nothing wrong with being average.
Like, comment, and then subscribe.
Which one first?
Subscribe first.